The question's been asked from earliest times. Why do some folks really, really want to be president? Others are satisfied with being observers, or more frequently, behind-the-scenes heavy hitters. In Plato's Republic, we find this. No one willingly chooses to rule and to take other people's troubles in hand and straighten them out. Well, it would seem that many great men and women, particularly in the early history of our nation, agreed, but one can't help wonder, what if? Here on the Northern Neck, known as the birthplace of presidents, it's also the birthplace of men and women who could have, who might have been, yes, presidents. We only have to take a look at some of the Lee men and their big sister Hannah to wonder, what if? It certainly wasn't because of a lack of credentials. Hannah Lee was amazingly well-educated for her day, as well-educated as some of her brothers, Thomas Ludwell, Richard Henry, Francis Lightfoot, William, and Arthur. She was one of Virginia's earliest proponents of women's suffrage, particularly widowed, heavily taxed women. And speaking of taxes, she was also an expert on the tax laws of her day. The credentials of some of her brothers, well, starting with Thomas Ludwell Lee, he was one of the mover-shakers of the Virginia Declaration of Rights, highly regarded, but he would not, though frequently cajoled, enter politics. John Adams and George Wyeth were his greatest fans and called him the delight of the eyes of every Virginian, but would not engage in public office. Brothers Richard Henry and Francis Lightfoot, they were, of course, signers of the Declaration of Independence. They were delegates and burgesses. Richard was a fiery orator and United States Senator from Virginia. Francis was seemingly the most beloved, the sweetest of all the Lee race. That was how they described him. His temper, soft as the doves. Well, that may explain his disdain for national politics. Now, Arthur was a special case. He earned a medical degree in Edinburgh, and he was most certainly a spy for the colonies during the Revolution. What of kid brother William? He, too, with brother Arthur, was a member of the Committee of Secret Correspondence and was probably a spy along with Arthur. He spent much of his diplomatic life in Vienna, Berlin, and the Netherlands, truly an international man. The Lees, about whom President John Adams wrote, "They stood in the gap in defense of their country from the first glimmerings of the revolution in the horizon through all its rising light to its perfect day." Yes, perhaps could have been president. They instead chose to be the young nation's behind-the-scenes heaviest of hitters. This is Thea Marshall.